Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies coming to you from four different places. On Sunday, August 6, 2023, Kingsman, the Golden Circle of Friends with Benefits, A Wonderful Life as We Know It Could Happen, to You Only Live Twice in a Lifetime, Cop and a Half, Nelson of Rambo. And my guests today are two great ones, and one that's a complete wild card. Very exciting. They are Morgan J. Arden Marine and Nick Taravella. Hello.
Yay.
Yeah, let's go. Doug loves movies.
That's the musical stylings of one of our guests that I will introduce shortly. We're going to meet everybody individually and alphabetically by first name. And one of our guests today was a last-minute addition, so I'm really, really going through it, adjusting my my script. But we're going to start with somebody who is a return guest. It's been too long. Arden Marine. Hello, Arden.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Doug. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for being here. And for, one of my guests today didn't make it last minute because I guess never thought it was happening and didn't know about it, and that's my bad. But Arden sprung into action and tried to get us another guest, but it didn't happen. But I appreciate your efforts, Arden.
Well, I'm always very excited when I get asked to do this podcast, so I had a feeling that my friends would want to do it too. And I think if it had not been last minute, you would have had a full roster of my pals.
It's very last minute. And I've discovered that doing this show in the summertime, on a, what is typically a nice or warm afternoon, on a weekend, that also tends to limit my my options. I mean, Now it's kind of nice that, not nice, but with all the actors out of work, if somebody says they're too busy, I know that they just don't want to do the show.
Yes, they're liars. You're a liar, I know.
So we don't know much about the next guest that I'm going to introduce, but we do know that he arrived last minute through the third guest I'll introduce in a moment. So let's say hello to Nick. Oh, I was going to almost said Taravello because of the hello. But let's say hello to Nick Taravella.
Hey, Doug, Nick. I love the amount of hedging you're doing right now. And I also understand it.
Right? It's like yeah. you could be a great guest and it could go smooth and I could have just shut my mouth. But if you're a shitty guest, I've already, laid some groundwork.
Yeah, you got to distance yourself. I get it.
Yeah, but you were introduced to us by, I'm going to go ahead and introduce him now just to get him in here. You were introduced to us by somebody we like very much, returning champion, Morgan J. Hey, Morgan.
Whoa. Yeah, what's up? What's going on, Doug? We just dropped the beat.
What's up? It's your boy, Morgan J. on Doug Loves Movies.
Wow.
Yeah, wow, indeed. Arden, I forgot to tell you to bring your sound machine.
Luckily, I just had it in my purse. I just had it right in my purse.
Whatever I can do to have an edge on the competition. Yeah!
Wow!
Yeah.
Wow!
I don't know how that would help somebody win, but you did win on your first appearance on the show, and you used music to get you there. You're lifted up on the wings of music, and so tell us a little bit about your friend Nick that you vouched for to be here today.
Nick is honestly one of the funniest people I know. He's passed at the Improv. We've done many shows together. We even developed a show together that nobody seemed to have any interest in. I can guarantee it's fantastic. We've definitely, hung out, and he comes to my Sunday Funday brunch days, and we he's a fun dude. He's a funny guy. He definitely has a lot of neuroses, and he's an anxious person.
That's
all right, Nick. Same question, but about Morgan.
Yeah. So Morgan's a beast, obviously killing it, and I think he's getting borderline rich within the past year, and I'm happy for him. And when we hang out, he pays for the stuff. So here I am.
Wow. Why? What are you getting rich from?
Commercials, honestly. I have booked two very big commercials in the last 2 years. So they were very helpful.
Doing what? What did you, what?
They were both like spokesperson gigs that never went, they didn't go the distance.
Right.
Literally the end of 2021, I booked this job as like a twin. So the reason I made so much money off of it is because in the deal, they said they would pay me a double SAG because I was two people.
Were the twins.
So apparently if you're a twin, we did that, but they did not continue with that because they realized this was a dumb idea.
Okay, great.
And then last year I booked something for this thing called HubSpot with Catherine Hahn. I play her sidekick. Oh. I play her sidekick.
Oh, neat.
An absolute gem, profesh. It was a miserable shooting conditions for a week, and she was like so freaking nice about everything. So it was
great.
Really nice to work with her. Yeah. So if you see me dressed as a cowboy for a commercial called HubSpot, that is me.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay. You better believe I'm going to look that up.
Yeah. Morgan.
I see
HubSpot.
Any commercial with a cowboy in it, I'm just going to assume it's you.
Yeah, exactly.
So, they're not using cowboys to sell much shit these days.
Yeah.
No. I can't wait.
Well, I think that's the thing. The cowboy thing, it didn't pan out. I think they...
Oh,
looking at you right now.
Wait, did you see it?
I just found a photo. Saved to photos. Let me see if I can put this... I'm going to put it in the chat.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Don't worry about it.
You really, you missed your calling. You should be an investigative reporter.
I should be a sleuth.
For like a local news.
Yeah. I should totally be a sleuth. That's exciting. I'm proud of myself.
On your side with Arden.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I'd be like knocking on people's doors. They're like, exactly. And I'd be like, did you, you skimmed all the money off your frozen yogurt shop. And they'd be like, closing their blinds and I'm getting in there. Be excited.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Fantastic.
Well, all right.
All right. So those are our three players today. Thank you all for being here. And before we play the games, we'll get to know Nick a little better through something that I call Recommendation Nation. And that's where I ask each of my guests to recommend one movie. You know, it could be obscure, could be old, new, blue. Just recommend one movie, but preferably not something put out by the big studios that we are currently striking against. That, like, that's in theaters, you know, that's still currently profitable. Even though at the same time they say that getting people to go to the movies is good because it shows the big studios that, yes, there's people want to go to the movies when the movies are good and not some bullshit AI thing. But anyway, it's all very tricky and confusing. But what do you got for us, Arden? What's a movie you think that people would like?
Well, I just put the cowboy in the chat, and then I was thinking of cowboys. I was thinking of, like, Texas and the West, and then I was thinking of small movies. And I have to say, just the cowboy indie, this is not a cowboy movie, but I rewatched recently Bottle Rocket, and boy, does it hold up. And you're like, guess what? Luke Wilson, not traditionally the funnier of the Wilsons, was very, very charming in that movie. And I have to say, Bottle Rocket really holds up.
Wow, that's nice to hear. I haven't seen it in a second, but have always been a fan. I mean, that's the movie that, you know, I had already seen that when Rushmore came out.
It was so really good. And Luke Wilson, I'm going to say peak Luke Wilson. I feel like he was great. And then I feel they got too successful and his eyes felt like they dimmed out. You know what I mean? Like, he was really charming and funny and, like, really good.
Well, also, in that movie, Owen got to play, like, kind of a template for characters he'd play a lot.
Sure, but it was that's
really,
right.
But he was really, like, he's become, like, Dickman. In that movie, they really rolled the dice on him maybe not being likable. Because in
Dickman, Dickman.
Yeah, ever since then, he's played a more likable version of that, you know.
Yeah,
great. After Jim Carrey beat him up in the bathroom, Cable Guy.
Please look at the cowboy in the chat. But yeah, that's what made me think of it. There we go. Okay. There you go.
All right. So we're talking Bottle Rocket. I like that. That's real, especially for anybody who is a fan of his, might need to go back and check that one out.
You're like, oh, there is a reason. Like, they were, I was like, oh, they made this. It's great. They did a great job. It's really funny. It's a heist movie. It's great.
You never see that third guy, though, anymore. I liked him, too.
I did, too. I don't know what happened. And then there was the other brother was in it. Andrew Wilson was in it. I don't know where he went either, but there you go.
He was in, you know, he was like the coach in Drew Barrymore's Whip It.
Oh, okay.
But that was still long enough ago that we should have seen him in something more recently.
I shot up.
I think he still acts, you know.
I shot up. I mean, he was cute and he was seemingly good. You'd think that he'd have enough connections that he could sort of, like, have a, you know, show up in things.
Yeah, you'd think so.
I filmed a horror movie next door to Mama Wilson's house in Dallas, and it was such an enormous mansion that you would not even believe how huge it was. It was like Bel Air giant.
Oh, so they're a bunch of Nepo babies, those Wilsons.
I don't, or maybe they bought it for her. I don't know, but it was so
That's a good
huge.
Point. That's a good point. Couldn't the be the one, other way around.
The one that I was filming at had its own, like, water park in the backyard. It was like a full-scale water park, and that was, like, next door to Mama Wilson's house. Wild. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Morgan, what do you got for us? What's a movie you'd like to recommend?
All right. Morgan? I'm muted. So sorry. So sorry I was muted. Oh my God. I want to, I want to recommend an action movie because I really do like a good action movie. And this movie is called Demolition Man. I know it's a lame one to recommend. This is 93, and I've seen it a bunch of times, and I will go out on a limb and say it is some of Wesley Snipes' best work as an actor.
I mean, that Mohawk alone,
it was just,
really,
if you look at
the
cast, the
job done.
It's a wild cast of people that they have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then Dennis Leary comes in, does his bit from MTV.
Yeah,
long rant complaining about something that just gets squeezed in there. And also just very weird Taco Bell advertising in there.
I know that whole thing with the three sauces or something in there. It was a very bizarre movie. I enjoyed it. I just remember, I think in the beginning, it's coming to me now, in the beginning of the movie, like, it's the past, and there's like a scene where Sylvester Stallone jumps into like an exploding building from a helicopter. And it's like back in the day when the stunts were so obviously like it's him on the, it's like him on a quote, you know, the helicopter, and then it cuts to a wide shot and then you see like a person fall into this building or something. I could be wrong about that. I might be getting the action wrong, but that's what I'm going to recommend is Demolition Man. It's a fun movie, peak 90s energy, goofiness going on. At one point they, Sandra Bullock and Sylvester Stallone have sex, with hats on, with these mental hats on. Like they sit down like, oh, this is the future. Nobody touches anymore. And so they put these hats on and they, and then Sylvester Stallone gets it off like, we got to do this the old fashioned way. What is this? You know?
Yeah, so, great. He's like that guy bursting into a store without a mask on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I do love an action movie, and I do like a 90s action movie, and I can't believe I've not seen that one.
It's a goofy one.
You got to check it out.
Yeah. I mean, remember Long Kiss Goodnight, which is basically Gina Davis as Jason Bourne?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
That was fun. She had amnesia. She was a housewife, but she forgot she was like a super spy. And she remember when she was chained to a water wheel that Samuel L. Jackson like chained her to, and she came up and she came out fighting from the water. And her lover husband at the time directed it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Rennie Harlan.
Waterworld guy.
No, that was Kevin Reynolds.
Oh, cool. Okay, great. I love it. I'm here for it.
What do you got for us, Nick? It's your first time on the show.
Yep.
Recommend a movie, please.
I love a documentary called Operation Odessa. Have you seen that by chance?
I have not.
It's I love the movie. It takes place when the Soviet Union dissolves and a lot of their military hardware was sort of up for grabs, and a couple of random people from Miami, just like regular guys, buy a submarine. And they just have the submarine, and I don't want to give too much away, but
that's fine.
It's a true story of a couple guys who come into the submarine, and they just sort of start to workshop it from there.
And do they like go on like do they is it functioning? Like how big is a submarine? Is this like a full like war submarine, or is it like that one that exploded?
It's a big ass submarine. It's not like a little exploration submarine. It's like a military grade like beast mode. Submarine,
like Red October,
100%. I mean, this is like it's the size of a plane. Tide.
It's the size of a plane, and they and how do they get it to Miami?
Through the water, I imagine.
Yeah, the movie takes a lot of hard turns, and that's
okay. That's fun.
So I don't want to talk it too much, but it's sick.
Where'd you see it? Great.
I watched it on, it was on Netflix a couple months ago. It might still be on there. I'd have to check that out, but it's a wild, wild ride.
Nice.
I recognize the title for sure. It's definitely out there somewhere. Well, thanks for those recommendations. And I recommend the following advertisements. We'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We are back. Do you have some We're Back music for us, Morgan?
Yeah, where? I should just point out that my neighbor who I share a wall with, what you guys hear is this. Yeah, 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 we're back with Dog Loves Movies. What he hears is, yeah, we're back with Dog Loves Movies. Yeah.
What is that machine? What do you have? What is that?
I have a couple of different things here, and you know, vocal processors, you know, little looper things where I could put music. It's a whole thing.
I understand.
Ooh, it smells like weed in my apartment. My girlfriend just lit up a joint. Okay.
Yeah, smells like weed where I am too. Okay, so the first game we're going to play today was suggested on X.
X.
Good old
so
X.
Stupid. X. So
hey,
stupid.
You on did X? You, I'm
did
on
you,
X.
Did you watch it on Max and then post about it on X?
Yeah, I watched Jonah Hex on Max and talked about it on X. This game was suggested by a gentleman, I assume a gentleman, named Vegan Boy Josh. And I took his suggestion and tweaked it slightly.
Okay.
And this is a game called For the Birds.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is that indicative of the theme of the what we're, questions we're going to be getting asked?
It's indicative of all of it because what I'm going to do is I'm going to quote a line from a motion picture. Mm-hmm. And then you have three options. This is multiple choice. We're going to start with Arden.
Thank you.
Arden will have three choices.
Okay.
Just because we're going, you know, alphabetical by first name. You get the three choices, and they are, you have to tell me which one it is. You have to tell me if the line was said by Steven Seagal.
Okay, fun.
Jason Segel.
Okay, great.
Or a talking seagull.
So fun.
Okay, amazing.
Every line was said by one of those three.
God, you make me laugh, and your fans make me laugh, and it's fucking brilliant. It's almost, this is second to Diarrhea Pearlman. I like this. This is Diarrhea Pearlman. Okay, great.
You can't, there's no topping a game that has the word diarrhea in the title. There's no getting around that. But,
so good.
But this is pretty fun. He wanted, the vegan boy Josh wanted me to just call it Seagull, 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 which is also fun.
So good.
So we got Steven Seagal.
Yep.
I mean, they're pronounced slightly different, but Steven Seagal, Jason Segel, or a Seagull. Those are your three options.
Great.
Arden.
Yep, I love it.
Are you ready for the line?
Love me.
The line is, and I'm not trying to sound like any of them. I'm just going to say it.
Okay, great.
The line is, it's a dingle hopper.
Ooh, Jason Segel.
Incorrect.
Okay.
Okay.
George Segel.
It'll be fine. Morgan? So Morgan gets two guests based on, like, we know now that it's not Jason. So is it Steven or a Segel?
I'm going to say it's a Segel.
That is correct.
That was my second choice. I should have gone with that.
I mean,
that
that's the benefit. That's the you know, to go first is tough. You know
it
what
is
I mean?
Tough.
Yeah, it can
I was
be,
thinking of him as like in an animated movie. That's how I was picturing it in an animated movie.
Yeah, that's Scuttle from The Little Mermaid.
Okay.
Voiced by Buddy Hackett. All right, Nick, are you ready?
I'm going to say it's Steven Seagal.
No, I already got her. He's going to ask her. he was doing a joke. I'm sorry.
That was good. No, that was real good. He got you good. Okay, I knew he was joking. Okay, so... I didn't jump all over him about it. All right. So, Nick, here's the line. Is it a Seagal, Segel, or a Segel that said, have I ever been wrong? I mean, when it's important.
Jason Segel.
Incorrect. Arden.
Steven Seagal.
Incorrect. Morgan.
I'm going to say it's a Segel.
It is a Segel. You're running away with this thing.
God damn it.
Oh, my goodness.
I needed
what
this.
What is going on here?
Yeah. I needed this.
That was Scuttle from The Little Mermaid.
Oh,
all right, here we go. Nick, you're up first. You get a first crack at this one. A guess is as good as knowing sometimes. who said, is it Seagal, Segel, or a Segel that said, said, this calls for some romantic stimulation.
It's a talking seagull, right?
That's who you think said that?
Yeah, I think so.
This calls for some romantic stimulation. Stimulation.
It depends on the tone of the movie, but seagulls are out there fucking.
I mean, I don't think your logic got you there, but you're still right. That is correct.
Yeah. What?
I was going to say talking seagull. That one I was going to get right.
What?
Yeah, that was that scuttle once again from The Little Mermaid.
He's a horny, corny fella.
What is?
Yeah, romantic stimulation. Then he plays like a little song that's supposed to be romantic, but still stimulation.
Yeah, all right. That's a lot.
It's a children's movie. They can't just say penetration, romantic penetration, romantic penetration. Yeah.
Well, Morgan. Nick got that one right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
good.
Man,
good.
I'm getting so Nick's on the
board. So we're back to you, Arden. This is your chance to get on the board.
Okay.
Who said? Was it Steven Seagal, Jason Siegel, or A. Siegel that said? Anytime, sweetie. Anytime.
Did you build a game where it's always a seagull?
That would be weird, right?
But it would be very on brand. Okay. I'm going to say my gut instinct said Jason Siegel, which means that it's wrong. So I'm going to say Steven Seagal.
Incorrect.
What?
Morgan.
This is wild. I'm going to go with Jason Siegel.
Incorrect. Nick.
They're all
talking seagull. I felt like it's going to be all seagull. It's talking seagull. Right.
Nick's got two. Morgan's got two. Back to Arden.
Yeah.
You ready, Arden?
Yeah, I'm ready. It's a seagull.
you want to stick with that? You want to stick with your pre-guess?
Yeah.
Okay, that's correct.
Oh, man. You're on the board. That's hilarious.
All right, we're back to you, Morgan.
Are you proud of me?
We're back to you, Morgan. This is for the win.
Okay.
You can take this whole thing right now.
All right.
With this next one. Maybe you can make a little planter out of it or something.
I'm gonna have to say seagull, and if it's not, I'm gonna be so upset.
It's a seagull.
Let's go.
I love Doug Benson.
It's the same seagull we've been talking about the whole time.
Wow.
Scuttle's got a lot of dialogue in that movie.
Yeah.
And I found the ones where he's not talking about how she just grew legs.
Yeah.
And congratulations for winning that game, Morgan.
Wow.
And Morgan's unstoppable on Doug Loves Movies. I don't know what's up.
I don't know. I'm getting the luck. It could be the music. I don't want to put it all in musical comedy, but it could just be music. You know.
So good.
Then again, the seagull wasn't a musical movie. I don't know. There's things going on here.
Yeah. I don't think he didn't sing much in it though.
But he did say romantic stimulation.
He did.
And music does the same thing. You know.
It'd be funny if the source that I got those quotes from was just somebody fucking around and that dumb bird didn't say any of it.
Yeah.
The late, great Buddy Hackett was the voice of Scuttle. Okay, so Morgan won that game. But here's the thing. Don't feel down about it, Nick, because you're doing great because it's the last game is the only one that matters. That's the one that determines everything. And Morgan gets to go first in that game, which is you know, as we've already learned in the other game, it's not necessarily an advantage. And we're going to do that right after this break. We'll be right back.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
We are back, and Morgan, Jay, play us some We're Back music.
Ooh, let me see what else I have here.
If you don't mind.
Yeah, you know what time it is. We are back from the commercial. Yeah. And I'm winning at the moment, but anything could happen. Yeah.
It's like you took a R. Kelly songwriting class.
Oh, you know, I tried to get into that. I tried to get into that.
Yeah.
You know, it reminded me of that. What was that thing he called? Trapped in the Closet?
Yes. Oh, yeah. It was like a six-parter. It was like this. Yeah, it was like an opera.
It was like a soap opera, but he's just like, and then she slept with him and he got mad about it. You know what they did on the whole story
on TikTok? And I hate to bring up TikTok, but somebody did an AI cover from one of the SpongeBob characters of the whole Trapped in the Closet series. So they took, there's enough vocal memories of SpongeBob characters that the AI can pull and then use and sing these other songs. Pretty crazy. So that's out there.
I mean, that's one of the better uses of AI I've heard about.
I agree.
Sounds fun. Doesn't seem to hurt anybody.
No.
All right. So Morgan gets to go first in this game. And because I switched the order up with each game, Arden will be second and Nick will be third. But everybody, like I said, has a very strong chance to win. This game is called Purple Rain Man. And nice. The reason it's called that is because that is a mashup title. And that's what you're going for here. Every answer in this game is going to be a mashup title. It's going to be two titles mashed together like Purple Rain Man. And here's how it's going to work. Morgan will be up first. I will say the two actors or actresses, you know, whichever. I'll say the actors that are in the third billed position in both movies. So I'll say the first movie in the title be the first actor, and then the second one is the second movie. And I'll go and I'll say that to Morgan, and then Morgan can guess or say, I don't know. Then we'll move on to Arden. She can guess or say, I don't know. And if neither of them get it, then Nick has a shot at it. And if nobody gets it based on the third build people, then I'll give you the second build people and we'll go back through it again, starting with Morgan.
Fun.
Okay. And if we get to number one, I think we will on a couple of these because they're not easy. But if we get to number one, I hope and pray that one of the three of you will put the puzzle together by that point. But like I said, these aren't easy, so don't feel too bad if nobody gets one. But the tiebreaker at the end, I'm fairly confident somebody will get them. You know, so I think we're going to have a winner today. Are you ready,
That's
Morgan?
Fun.
I'm ready. Let's give it a shot.
You got this,
I think
Morgan.
Morgan's having, what's that, Morgan? I mean, Arden.
I said, you've got this, Morgan.
Arden, she's happy to be here and to help us out. Yeah. Help us win.
Arden's a very encouraging competitor.
Yeah.
You know, she likes to bring out the best in everything.
Yeah, and I tried to get my friend on the podcast just so I could crush him.
Yeah.
I figured it felt kind of ulterior motive-y, this whole situation.
I know.
I don't think
watch
you are crushing
movie.
Me. Isn't it 2-3?
Yeah, no, it is.
Well, we don't keep track in that sense.
It's 1-0-0, right?
The board is cleared, pretty much.
Oh,
you basically,
I won the round
for this last.
You
game,
won the round.
Yeah.
Tennessee.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, you won that right. set.
Okay.
It's like you watch Family Feud, and the last question's worth so many points. Whichever side gets it, they're good. They win. For the day, you know, everything that came before it doesn't really matter. It's that last one is the points are so high. Okay, so Morgan, here's your first, and just be careful not to guess out of turn, or if it's your turn, maybe don't reveal one of the two titles because sometimes people like talk through it out loud and they help the other players in the process.
Okay,
which you can do if you so choose, but that's your that's on you.
Okay. I'm nervous. All right, here we go.
All right, here's the first one. The third billed people were James Caan and Martin Short. So the first title's got James Caan in it, the second one's got Martin Short in it, and the two titles mashed together with a common word or syllable.
Okay. This might be crazy. I'm going to say Godfather of the Bride.
Morgan, Jay, play yourself a little music because that is correct.
What? I had that.
Oh my God, we got it right. Let's go, everybody. We did it. First guess is up. Yeah, let's go. I did not expect. I couldn't believe I knew that. I can't believe it. But it went together too well. I don't know. Because yeah. I wasn't sure. I know Steve Martin was in Father of the Bride, but then I forgot. But they're such good friends. I guess it
makes
sense.
He's the wedding planner. He's the fun wedding planner.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So just to give you an idea, so these next ones might not feel so hard. Second build, I was going to say Al Pacino and Diane Keaton, which is funny because they're in Godfather together.
Right.
And then first build would be Marlon Brando and the aforementioned Steve Martin. And congratulations. A lot of times the guests on the show don't, you know, they don't pick up on it this quickly. So Morgan's a real threat here.
I'm really surprised with myself, to be honest with you. So,
yeah. Well, it's important to surprise yourself. And good luck.
Thank you.
To Arden, who is up first on this next one.
Okay.
The difficulty level is really spiking here.
Uh-oh.
Third build is Dennis Miller and Glenn Headley.
Oh, boy.
I don't know. I really don't know. Yeah, I don't have any idea.
No, I appreciate you not taking up anybody's time.
Because it really is. I don't even know who that second person is. I don't know who he is. I don't know who Glenn Headley is, so I can't even.
All right. Well, everybody is going to get to hear this at the same time, so I think it's fair to say out loud that Glenn Headley is a woman.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Okay. I don't know who that is.
Okay. So we move on to Nick. Do you have any idea, Nick? What's that?
I'm ready.
Yeah. Dennis Miller.
Oh, I don't get an extra clue. Okay.
Glenn Headley. Yeah, the next will be after all three people miss it, which, you know, that looks like that's where it's going.
I don't know by a lot. I'm not even close.
Agreed. Yeah. Agreed.
You're a good distance from the answer.
For sure.
Yeah.
Okay. So Morgan, we're back to you.
I would guess, but I don't even know. I don't know. I don't
okay.
know. Okay. Well, this next name. I don't know.
Arden gets the second set of names.
Okay.
Now, so far we have Dennis Miller and Glenn Headley, okay. And then second build are Brittany Daniel and Michael Caine.
I don't know. Okay. I know Michael Caine.
And I used her accent to say those names.
Okay. I have a feeling I know about. Okay. I have a feeling I know about. I do feel like I know the first movie.
Yeah.
The second movie.
Just talk it through in your brain.
Oh, man. Oh God, what would that word be first in a movie?
Do you have like some thinking music, Jit Morgan?
The song I have now is
like a ticking clock.
I could pull one up. Let me see. Let me okay. pull, you know, if I win this, I'm gonna have more sound effects for the next time I come back.
Okay.
I'll be ready. I'll be ready for you.
Okay, I'm going to pass on this one because I don't want to give anything away.
Yeah, smart. Okay, so Nick?
Boy, I don't know. You got an idea? I'm coming through right now. I just don't know.
Okay. Morgan?
I have some movies stewing, but I don't know anything yet. I don't want to say anything out loud.
All right, well, this is going to bring it home. This is going to confirm what Arden was thinking about, and maybe... She can complete the puzzle.
Okay.
David Spade and Steve Martin.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Interesting. Brittany Daniels had a bigger career than I thought. Okay, wait. Joe Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
That's it.
Wow. That was fantastic, Arden.
Thank you so much.
That was fantastic.
Thank you, guys. I really needed that.
That was really good. I Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, I had in my head after the second one, but then I couldn't think of the first one.
But Glenn Headley was that terrific actress who held her own with Michael Caine and Steve Martin. Yeah. She was a character actress who, she passed away a couple years ago, I think, but I liked her a lot. And, there you go. Arden's on the board.
Oh, thank God. I really needed that, you guys. Thank you so much. Thanks. Thank you. That's nice.
All right. Nick gets a first crack at this next one.
Mm-hmm.
So here you go, Nick. Third build are Richard Dreyfuss and Michael York.
What is Michael? Who is Michael York? Why am I?
I couldn't even name a Richard Dreyfuss movie, I don't think.
Really?
Wow.
I can name two for sure.
Wow.
For sure, two.
Is he in Jaws?
He's so good.
Wait, he is in Jaws.
He's such a good actor.
He's in Jaws. I don't know, Doug.
That's okay.
I thought it was all going to be multiple choice, and I don't know. I feel like I'm kind of fucked on this one.
No, right? You're doing great. I mean, you are fucked on this one, but you're doing great. okay, I don't know. Yeah. Is it me?
I think it's... wait, didn't... Somebody passed, right?
Yeah, Nick just passed. I think.
Yeah, but who passed before Nick? Or was Nick first? Nick was first. Okay, Arden.
I don't know who Michael York is.
No, wait. Is it Morgan's turn or Arden's turn?
We might have skipped me, but
who just got the point? Who just got the point?
Because Arden had just gotten the point, so I think it was me next.
Yeah, exactly. So, Morgan?
I'm going to hold off. I have a couple of Richard Dreyfuss movies in my head, but... Michael York, I can't put a movie on this person.
Or all right, you're going to step back for a second.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
Now we're back to you, Arden.
I don't know who Michael York is, so I'm going to have to I'm going to have to get another actor.
Okay. But that means Nick gets the first shot with this second set of actors.
Okay.
So far, we got Richard Dreyfuss and Michael York, and we're adding to that Robert Shaw and Heather Graham.
Interesting.
Man.
Interesting.
I don't know who Robert Shaw is.
Interesting.
I don't know.
Okay. Morgan?
I'm gonna pass. I'm gonna wait for the next round.
Okay.
I have an idea. I have an idea, but I don't wanna mess it up.
Right.
Heather, yeah. I know, but I don't wanna. I know Heather Graham, and I have a feeling, but I'm not gonna say.
Okay. All right, Ian.
It's the Heather Graham of it all. I've got four options for Richard Dreyfuss. The Heather Graham. I have. Hey, wait a minute. I'm just really thinking about Heather Graham. I've got two solid ones, but maybe there's like a title. Oh, I'm gonna have to get the leading people.
Okay. So Nick, you get it all.
Okay.
You're not.
You know,
Nick.
I have no idea, and I feel like Morgan keeps saying he almost knows when he doesn't.
Right.
Should I be doing that?
No, I'm going to tell you that.
I'm just trying to get in your head.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you the top build people now.
Okay.
Nick gets to go first. We got Richard Dreyfuss and Michael York, Robert Shaw and Heather Graham, Roy Scheider and Mike Myers.
I mean.
Nick, do you have anything?
I think I know the second word. I don't know the first word. I got to pass.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Morgan.
So I'm gonna just go ahead and say, so I know that one of the movies is Austin Powers, International Man of Mystery. And then the several movies I know from Richard Dreyfuss, we know Jaws, Mr. Holland's Opus, and The Strange Encounters of the Third Kind. So I'm just gonna, this is probably wrong, but I'm gonna go Mr. Austin Powers Opus.
I know what it is. I know what it is. Can I go?
Hang on a second. I just want to sit in this moment.
Mr. Austin Powers Opus. I can't put Roy Scheider on a... I don't know who that is.
Oh my God, I cannot.
Mix up the titles willy-nilly. There's like the They're middle in part order. Has to be in both titles.
Can I tell you what it is? It's Jostin Powers. It's Jostin Powers.
Jostin Powers? Oh my God, I'm an idiot.
I think it's Jostin Powers.
Keep Roy going, though.
Is Jostin Powers, is Jostin Powers International Man of Mystery?
Michael York, Heather Graham, and Mike Myers.
It's Jostin Powers 2?
Well, I'm a real stickler for exact titles on this show, but I'm still just impressed by Arden. Like, you other two fellas wouldn't have, you know, didn't get it, and she got Jostin Powers. But the specific movie, Heather Graham was only in the second one, which is, like you said, part two, but it's called The Spy Who Shagged Me.
Okay.
Yeah, oh. but who cares? Arden, Maureen, you did it. You are our winner.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Well, when you heard me say, oh my God, you knew I all of a sudden thought like Doug Benson for 1 second. I was like, look at this genius. I know what you did. Yeah. I know, exactly. Oh my God, as wow. I saw what you did. Jostin Powers.
I find Spy Who Shagged Me be an easier title to remember than International Man of Mystery. You know, like I just think of the first Austin Powers is just Austin Powers. And then the third one was Austin Powers in Goldmember, which is like a take on how they used to say James Bond in whatever.
Yeah.
But that was weird. Anyway, congratulations, Art and Marine. That means since you won, you get to go first in plugging stuff that's not made by major companies.
Oh my God, thank you so much. Well, this week Doug will be on my podcast called Will You Accept This Rose? It's a funny comedy podcast about the Bachelor franchise. Most people don't even watch the show. They just listen to the podcast.
Just listen to the podcast. Yeah.
Yep. And then I have I'm doing a live tour on the East Coast in September and October. I will be at I'll just give a couple dates, and then I'll be at Union Hall in Brooklyn on September 21st. And then I will be at the Philadelphia City Winery October 12th. I'll be in Bethesda October 13th, and I'll be at City Winery Boston October 18th. You can find all the tickets on my Instagram page in the little link thing profile. My last name is spelled M-Y-R-I-N.
Artie, Maureen, can you join us next Sunday at the same bat time?
Let me see if I can.
You don't have to. You can give us a maybe if you want.
I think I maybe can.
Okay. I'll put you down for a maybe can.
Yeah, I think I maybe can.
Right on.
Yeah, it'd be fun. I love doing this with you.
Oh, great. That works out perfect.
Maybe we could get Gareth.
Joe's already booked.
Respect.
You know, if any of them screw up the date, though, then he's in. All right. So, Nick Taravella.
Yes.
Hope you had a good time.
I had a great time. I thought this was great.
Okay, cool. We'll definitely have you. You know, this was, you sprung into action for us, and we appreciate it. So, we'll have you back sometime. But what would you like to plug? Where can people see you?
I am going to be at the Crow in Santa Monica on August 18th and a small black box theater called Fanatic Salon on August 19th.
Terrific. And what's your, you got the socials?
Yeah, my Instagram is nick.taravella. So I post all the shows there, and I have some stuff coming up in August. So come out and see a show.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, man.
And Morgan J.
Yeah. You know, I realized my audio was
champion.
On. I know. Did you guys hear me testing my audio before? I feel like I didn't mute myself.
Think so.
Oh, good. So. All right. Because I'm so mad that I lost. I can't believe that I lost. And I'm not gonna come back. I'm so upset and angry. No, I'm not. This is always so much fun. I have a comedy special that I dropped on YouTube a couple months ago. Morgan J. Live at the Village. And then I go on tour starting September. We're zigzagging across America. This is my first tour. I'm doing 30 cities in about 2.5 months. So we're gonna be hopping everywhere. So just go to MorganJ.com and you can see the special and all the tour dates, and it'd be great.
And we'll see you later this week on one of my other podcasts, Wide World of Doug's.
I will see you on Thursday.
Morgan's gonna pop in on that one. Arden's done that one before.
I'm excited.
Really fun. It's
yeah,
because so
my name is good. We already know we have some info, but we won't give it all away. But we have a goofy last name.
Yeah, no, it's gonna be some last name fun. I am going to be doing a Benson movie interruption. Arden, you did one of those in San Francisco at the last Sketchfest.
It's so fun. It's one of my favorite things to do. And it's so freaking fun.
Well, we're doing that. If you're listening to this on Monday, August 7th, it's tonight at Dynasty Typewriter here in Los Angeles. And it's a Your Choice edition, which means anybody can bring in a DVD or a Blu-ray and we'll, you know, through audience vote, we will decide which movie we're going to make fun of and then do it right there on the spot. Totally improvised. So I think there's a few tickets left for that because it's a powerhouse lineup. Not even going to repeat who's on there because it's, you know.
Patton Oswalt. You said Patton Oswalt's on there?
Don't worry about it. Yeah, he's on there. We don't. This isn't the time to be promoting these fancy actors. No, it's a great time to promote performers in general. If you know somebody who is affected by the current strike and, you know, is not making the money or any money, but, you know, it's tough to get by even when there isn't a strike. So anything you can do to help any starving artists, be sure to reach out. And in my case, just buy the crap that's in the ads on the show. Although crap is probably not far off. Thank you once again. Oh, and DougLovesMovies.com is where all my dates are, but you knew that. Thanks again to all of my guests, Arden Marine, Nick Taravella, and Morgan J. And until next time, as always, are you ready? Then let's go get them.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug.